Sorry for the little pause. I had to make sure I was recording the show so I can put it up on my blog for the radio show. And the blog is undergroundstarsradio.tumblr.com. Promote it, advertise it, follow it. If you don't have Tumblr, look at it. I don't know, save it as one of your bookmarks. But yeah, so over the Thanksgiving break, which was like 2 weeks ago, I've seen this guy before. In different videos, and I was like, who the hell is he? But my friend introduced me to him, and this artist's name is Riff Raff, and he's really funny. I don't know if he's white, Puerto Rican, whatever he is, but he has, like, this long, luscious hair, and it's really fun to, like, see him do different styles. He's very fabulous when it comes to that, but at the same time, I like his voice. But this video, the song that I'm about to play, but the video to it, the song is called Time, and the video to me is hilarious. I don't know, it makes no sense. It's just him, you know, like any other artist in front of the camera, rapping, singing his song, and like, but there's just times where he's like laying in the fridge, like, and this girl, you don't see her face, you just see her hands, and she's putting Pringles on him. And then another time she's touching his face, and then another time her feet end up, you know, she has really pretty feet, no lie, she has some really pretty feet. So all those people out there who got some foot fetishes, you know, there you go, check out that video. But yeah, she slowly puts her feet on his face. I don't know, it's just a very interesting video, and it's a funny song, and I really enjoy it because it's just funny. And so here you go.
It's called time, people. And if you don't slow down and realize what you're doing, you might lose everything. Cause time goes by, it goes on.
Feel like my time has passed.
My time has passed.
Like I'm an hourglass.
And
the sand is moving fast. In this life I live.
My
dad is my best friend.
My best friend.
But it seems like I never call him unless I need some money.
Ain't that something?
The people around me.
Around.
I mean the ones that I do have.
That I do have.
It's like they're here today.
They'll
probably be gone tomorrow.
When
it's raining hard. And my car breaks down, I got no one to call on except Triple H. It's a catastrophe. My days are slow. And my nights are cold. And to go to sleep, I gotta keep the TV on. My girl still calls me privacy. She asks if I'm doing fine. Well, she has a dog.
How am I gonna be fine?
And the baby ain't mine.
Cause time goes by,
Okay, I'm done with this song. I'm so done because I'm just watching the video and it's like, I don't even know how to explain this guy at all, but he's really funny and he's just like, you know those, it's almost like Andy Milonakis, like where you think like you sound so good, but you really just really don't. And you're so serious doing it, so it just makes it even more funny. But I kind of wanted to touch base on my experience this past weekend at going to see Voice for the Voiceless and seeing performers like Rudy Francisco, Miles Hodges, Dana Gilmore, Georgia Me, all these beautiful, fantastic poets who re-inspired me to write again, and who somehow, I don't know, sparked the fire in my heart and my soul. And I've been working on a few pieces that that touch deeply to a lot of things I deal with on my own. I think everybody deals with all these different problems, and I feel like writing, whether it's poetry, whether it's like a free write, or even just doing something that lets out all this, whether it's anger or all these emotions, I think someone, you need to find an outlet in order to do that. And one of the funny things is that the poet Dana Gilmore, she's a Def Jam poet, and she asked everybody in the crowd, she was like, oh, anybody in the crowd who's in a relationship? And you see a few people raise their hand, you know, where I was sitting, it was kind of like not a lot of people had their hand up. It was really funny. And then she was like, oh, so who's single? And, you know, we all raised our hand. And we're like, yeah. And she was like, yeah, I don't look too happy. And it was just, like, really funny because then she was saying, she's like, you know, she would be in a relationship and she would call her single girlfriends and ask for their advice. And the advice that they would give them wouldn't really do much. And she's like, why are you asking advice for your single girlfriends? And my friend and I just turned to each other and we're laughing at each other because we give each other advice, but we're both single, you know, when it comes to, like, guys. And it's really funny. Just don't ask your single friends about relationship advice because they don't know shit. They really don't. It's like, oh, if you did know shit, you would be in a relationship, right? But then I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know, I'm not in a relationship by choice. You know, I was in one, and, you know, it was a beautiful experience, and I don't regret it one bit. But at the same time, it kind of scarred me in the sense of, like, retreating into myself. I think a lot of people, what they do is that when they get out of a serious relationship, they kind of retract and they swallow themselves into themselves, or they're they're relationship junkies. They're kind of like, you know, they go from one relationship to another, you know, kind of in a very fast way. I had a friend, she literally, I've only known her single for maybe a year and a half, and ever since then, she was, like, in a relationship, you know, back to back to back to back, and it had to do with a lot of things that happened to her in her life that was very traumatic, and, like, she needed that support. She needed somebody who would talk to her. You know, sometimes you just need that emotional support, and friends and family don't cut it. You just need somebody who's there, like, in a very intimate way, and I think, to me, personally, I don't think that's healthy at all. I don't think any of that is healthy, where you, you know, go into a relationship back to back, because I think you need time for yourself. I think you need time to sit down and enjoy your company, and I feel like I've been doing that. I've been enjoying my company. I've spent a lot of time in my room or doing my homework or, like, going out to different events and enjoying my, like, time by myself or with my friends, and, you know, I'm crazy as hell, so it's like, you know, you're definitely going to have a good time with me because I'm crazy as fuck, and I'll totally, you know, do something crazy in the night. But the song that I'm about to play, some of you might know him. The song to me kind of speaks to me in different ways, because this artist is just such a beautiful soul. The artist's name is Childish Gambino, but he's also a comedian, and Donald Glover, and he's funny. He's a funny guy. If you saw the BET Cypher, he was one who made the Trader Joe Whole Foods reference or whatever, and it was really funny, and he's just amazing. But the song is called Heartbeat, and he kind of speaks to that notion of like, okay, if you're talking to somebody, you know, he's like, are we lovers? Are we dating? Are we friends? Are we best friends? Are we not? And, you know, he just doesn't give a crap at the end. And that's just, you know, just go with the flow. And it's hard. It's hard for people to go with the flow. Shit. I don't like going with the flow. I'm rebellious as hell. And I'm like, no. I'm gonna do my own thing. Fuck it. Whatever. Anyway, so I'm gonna play the song. All right.
You walk around naked, I might just text you. Turn your phone over when it's all over. No settling down, my texts go to your screen. You know better than that, I come around when you least expect me. I'm sitting at the bar when your glass is empty. You thinking that the song's coming on to text me. I need to be alone like the way you left me. You start calling, you start crying. I come over, I'm inside you. I can't find you, the girl that I once had. But the sex that we have isn't half bad. Texts say that it's not fair. That's cold, boy, he's not here. And I'ma flirt with this new girl, and I'ma call if it don't work. So we fuck till it comes to conclusions. All the things that we thought we were losing. I'm a ghost and you know this. That's why we broke up in the first place. Cause
I want you to know that I'm ready to go.
Nastiest shit in bed, and it's fucking awesome.
All right, so that was that was Mr. Childish Gambino. The song is called Heartbeat. To look at his stuff, he's hilarious if you look at his comedy stuff. And what I was saying before I dwelled into the song, I was talking about being happy with yourself and learning how to love yourself after being in a very tough relationship. Just go see what the world is about. Stop, like, fucking going into, like, suicides of relationships after relationships after relationships. But I also want to talk about the aspect of cursing and how I have access to cursing on the show all the fucking time. And I feel great about it. And I was actually in a class with and it's like majority women, it's two guys, and we're talking about how like cursing is gendered and how when it comes to women and cursing, it's kind of like taboo and you're like, oh shit, like I don't really want to curse. And but then when it comes to guys, it's okay. It's like, oh, it's natural, we're just gonna curse. And like, you know, it's like a sailor, and when you identify as a sailor, sailor's a man and all that kind of stuff and all these different genres. But it's really funny. So I'm a big cursor, and at the same time, I read a Uber fact on Twitter, and it was saying that when a person curses, their sentence or what they say is much more understood and much more like paid attention to, because there's emphasis on what you're saying. But I don't want to get too into it. I wanted to share the poet I was talking about, Mr. Rudy Francisco, and his poem is The Love Poem, which kind of speaks to me in multiple ways, because he's very descriptive when it comes to his words of how he feels. And then I'll play his honest poem, because as a listener to music and a listener to lyrics and words, and I find words very important, the way he talks about himself and his experience loving someone is just fascinating. So check it out. It's a recorded show of him at a show, and so you'll hear him talk a little bit before his poem as like a disclaimer. So yeah.
To the girl who works at Starbucks down the street from my house on Delmar Heights Road, I swear to God, I'm not a stalker. That's the title. When I asked you for a chai latte, what I meant to say was, I was walking past, I saw you in the window. I only came in here because I had to know what your voice sounded like. But instead of saying that, I just got really nervous and just ordered the first thing on the menu. I don't even know what the fuck chai is. Or a latte for that matter. Yo, when God made you, he cussed for the first time. He turned to an angel, gave him a high five, and said, God damn, I'm good. You were that beautiful. I spent the last 5 days trying to figure out how I'm going to introduce myself to you properly, and I think I finally figured it out. It's going to be something like, hi. That's all I got so far. But I think it's a good start. You see, I want that my friends think I'm crazy kind of love. That reckless kind of love. That wake up early, make you breakfast kind of love. That crack open my life and say, look, you gotta see this kind of love. Forget the shallow stuff. I want the deepest kind of love. That I wanna stay up late and tell you all my secrets kind of love. That every time I see you, I fall to pieces kind of love. I want that stand next to me kind of love. That you are my destiny kind of love. That no matter what happens, you always get the best of me kind of love. That and you get my heart and my mind. This world gets the rest of me kind of love. That invest in me kind of love. Because you already know that I'm invested in you kind of love. That you come home upset, you don't have to say nothing. I already know what to do.
Yeah.
Kind of love. I want love. I want you to bite my lip until I can no longer speak. And then suck my ex-girlfriend's name out of my mouth just to make sure she never comes up in our conversations. I want you to come to me like...
All right, so that was a little cut short because the video is not copyrighted, but I was gonna instead play for you the after, since I had to cut short that beautiful poem, and I hope you all really, really enjoyed it because it was amazing. I was gonna give you his honest poem, which is dope as hell, and he's great, and I don't know, when you can work with words, I feel like I fall in love with poets all the time. And it's a problem because poets are damaged. Don't ever fall in love with a poet. Ever. Don't fall in love with a poet. Don't fall in love with a music artist. Anybody who knows how to work with words, do not fall in love with them.
Poet.
No, don't fall in love with them because they know how to get, they know what to say. Yes, I have firsthand experience and I know... Well, I have many firsthand experiences, actually, and it's brutal. It's brutal because it's like for me, it's just that I envy people who have access to that vocabulary, access to say certain things, and I just find it beautiful when people can just talk and just say that whatever they have to say. Besides that... I wanted to mention that I have two beautiful, lovely ladies in the room, and one person's birthday is going to be in like 30 minutes, who will be finally on this world for more than 2 decades. Finally, right?
Finally.
Finally.
What do you mean?
Finally. Let's just say that. I'm going to die before you. What? It's only like a year difference, so.
Not even a year, don't flatter yourself.
I am flattered. You know, it's just 1 year. I can't wait. I can't wait to be old. I'm like, if you guys watch How I Met Your Mother, I am going to be that person. I'm going to be Ted, excited to be old. But yes, so I'm about to play for you the honest poem. And he is just amazing. Again, Rudy Francisco. And I think you should all look him up on YouTube because what he says is just great. Yeah. So yeah, here we go.
And not that my other poems aren't honest, I just feel like this is like the most honest thing that I've ever written. The background story behind this poem is maybe about 4 or 5 years, it's about 4 years ago. Me and my friends were in the car and we were headed to a show. And I asked them, I was like, well, you know, what do you think I could add to my repertoire of poems? Just kind of like make my body of work stand out. And they basically said, you should probably write a poem about yourself. But at the time, I had nothing about myself just because I was more comfortable writing about other things like my experiences, people that I know, what have you. So I took them up on the challenge, and it took me about 4 years to write this poem. And here it is. You guys ready?
Yay!
I was born on July 27th. I hear that makes me a Leo. I have no idea what that actually means. I'm 5'6", I weigh 145 pounds, I don't know how to swim, and I'm a sucker for a girl with a nice smile and clean sneakers. I'm still learning how to whisper. I'm often loud in places where I should be quiet. I'm often quiet in places where I should be loud. I was born feet first, I've been backwards ever since. I like ginger ale. A lot. I've been told that I get really bad hugs. Right? People say that it feels like I'm trying to escape. Most of the time it's because I am. Like secretly, I get really nervous every time someone gets close enough to hear me breathe. I have this odd fascination with things like sandcastles and ice sculptures. I assume it's because I usually find myself dedicating time to things that will only last a few moments. It's also why I tend to fall in love with women who will never love me back. I know. No, right? And I know that it sounds crazy, But it's actually easier than it seems, and to be honest, I think it's safer that way. You see, relationships, they often remind me that I'm not afraid of heights or falling, but I'm scared to death of everything that's gonna happen the very moment that my body hits the ground. I'm clumsy. Yesterday, I tripped over my self-esteem. I landed on my pride, and it shattered like an iPhone with a broken face. Now, I can't even tell who's trying to give me a compliment. See, I've never been in the military, but I have this Purple Heart. I got it from beating myself up over things I can't fix. And I know this sounds weird, but sometimes I wonder what my bed sheets say about me when I'm not around. I wonder what the curtains would do if they found out about all the things that I've done behind their backs. I've got a hamper that's overflowing with really, really loud mistakes and a graveyard in my closet. I'm afraid that if I let you see my skeletons, you'll grind my bones into powder and get high on my fault line. My name is Rudy. I enjoy frozen yogurt, people watching, and laughing for absolutely no reason at all. But I don't allow myself to cry as often as I need to. See, I have solar power confidence and a battery-operated smile. My hobbies include editing my life story, hiding behind metaphors, and trying to convince my shadow that I'm someone worth following. You see, I don't know much, but I do know this. I know that heaven is full of music. And I know that God, he listens to my heartbeat on his iPod. It reminds him that we still got work to do. Thank you.
All right, so that was Mr. Rudy Francisco, the honest poem. You should, if you didn't get to understand everything he said, you should YouTube him and check him out. What he did when I saw him at the Voice for the Voiceless event, he collaborated his love poem and his honest poem together. And it was so funny because the title of his love poem was basically saying, like, the girl in the Starbucks on somewhere, I don't know where, but he's like, I dedicate this poem to you. It's basically the title. And I was just like, that's me. And we were all just laughing. And he's like, awesome. Like, super sarcastic. But he makes me really laugh. He was talking about, like, being an awkward person. And he was saying, you know, how he was an awkward high schooler and, like, he was just always that kind of person. And some guy, he was, like, mentioning almost every poet, like, shares a story. And he was sharing a story about how when he was talking about his awkwardness and he was, like, some person in the crowd asked him, like, oh, how can you, do you ever, you know, get out of that awkward stage when you're in high school? And he was just basically saying, he was, like, oh, I went from, like, an awkward teenager and I transitioned to an awkward adult. And then the person in this audience was saying, oh, so basically there's no hope. And basically, if you're an awkward person, that's it. There is no hope. But in a sense, I'm happy to be awkward because my awkwardness makes me for who I am. So if you're awkward, be proud. Be always proud. So I looked at my Twitter. And I saw someone who that I know, I don't have to reveal their identity, but they said, I don't know why it's so hard for people to be honest with themselves. But then again, everyone copes with things differently. And I found it very ironic because I was playing the honest poem by Rudy Francisco. And I was talking about, you know, the concept of an honest poem. If you write poetry, I think it would be interesting if you can sit down. I mean, it took Rudy 4 years to write this poem. So you don't necessarily have to take 4 years to write an honest poem about yourself if you already know who you are as a human being. But you should slowly write down, like, little traits that you have. I think in general, like, certain things that you like to do, certain things you like to eat, whether you are, like, for example, for me, I have a fascination with pens. I feel like I can't write with certain pens because it doesn't fit my personality well. And it's really weird. Like, I never expected that to happen. But, you know, when I was younger, more like in high school, I guess it's not that far away from where I am now, but somebody gave me their pen, and I felt like I was writing, and I'm like, this pen, like, it doesn't suit my energy. It just doesn't work for me. And I had to, like, return the pen because it just didn't work. I know that's weird as hell, but, you know, if you have that kind of experience, you can always call in and call in to 413-559-6766. And I had some interesting phone calls before, you know, when we talking about the term a bad bitch and what a bad bitch is and all this kind of stuff. And it was interesting because I was watching this video of, I can't even pronounce their name. It's like the Affix twins or whatever. And it's just like this one guy. If you look at this this guy's video of window liquor, it is honestly the most randomest video I've ever watched in my entire life. And I'm actually going to play the first segment. But the guy kept on saying, like, which I really just could not stand, was he's like, I need some bitches, and da-da-da, bitches, and this, that, third, bitches, and I'm trying to get something tonight, whatever. It just kept on going on, and I just can't with that term. It just kills me. I mean, like, I understand some people use it in certain contexts, but other times it's just like, okay, it's overly used. So you can hear a little bit of it right now.
We find some motherfucking bitches soon, man. Nigga, I'm horny as a motherfucking nigga. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I don't give a fuck neither, motherfucker. I hope you find some bitches, man.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm motherfucking. We need to find us some hoes up in this motherfucker, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, man, what the fuck is you slowing down for, nigga? Dry this motherfucking fool. Bro, nigga, damn. We ain't get nowhere. We'll get nowhere, man. Driving like
fuck
a little
you, huh?
Driving like a little bitch, man. You ain't driving this motherfucking Daisy, nigga. Just roll, nigga. Shit. Nigga, I get tired of rolling with your slow ass, nigga. Just roll, man. Some nice there. Oh, there goes some bitches right there. Oh, hell yeah. Nigga, let's roll. It's on, motherfucker. Yeah, nigga. Damn, I just can't wait, man. Nigga, horny as a motherfucker, man. Dick on hard, nigga. I'm ready to fuck, nigga. Straight up, nigga. I'm ready to get my groove motherfucking on. You hear me, nigga?
And fuck
nigga,
you,
nigga, quit slowing this motherfucking ride down. Nigga, what's wrong with you, fool? Nigga, something wrong with your motherfucking feet. Nigga, dry this motherfucker, man. Just get the fuck to where we got to go, nigga.
I don't give a fuck, huh?
Damn. The fuck going on up in this bitch? Let me play my shit, nigga. It's my motherfucking tape up in this bitch. Shit.
I don't give a fuck.
Nigga, shut the fuck up, nigga. Get on my motherfucking nerves, nigga. Oh, shit. Hey, nigga, hey. Hey, man, turn this motherfucking car around, man. Y'all get a ride with y'all.
You ain't got shit coming.
Got a motherfucking thing.
How you think I'm gonna talk to you with your fake ass silver on, nigga? You can't even have gold. What can you do for me?
Girl, what the? Girl, what the fuck is you talking about, bro? Girl, you see something broke about this girl?
Keep rolling. You ain't got nothing to offer me but your broke ass.
All right, see, for that's what I was talking about. Like all this bitch this, bitch that. Oh my god, I'm fucking horny, bitch, fuck. La, 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 all that kind of stuff. And I just, you know, for me, I just, it's overwhelming. Shit, mad bitches in a fucking damn context. That's what I was talking about, cursing. It's just like, you know, it's just overwhelming. My mom always says, like, if you use, like, certain curse words, and if you use something like stupid bitch and this, that, and third bitch or whatever and fuck and all these words, you know, oh my god, I'm telling you, if I was on national radio, they'll be like, all right, fine $1,000, because I curse a lot. It's just natural for me, because it's like I'm angry. Well, not necessarily angry, I'm just like serious about everything I have to say. But so when it comes to that, it's just like, be creative with your cursing, you know. Use something elaborate. You could totally insult somebody by, you know, like just saying all these smart ass words, and they wouldn't even know what you just said. They just feel insulted. So I can't really give you an example right now because that's just me. But it bees like that sometimes. But at the same time, I wanted to go back to the context of being happy, single, being, you know, don't fall for words. Because I'm telling you, people could be saying a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, like, I've been there before. I was that person who, you know, said certain things, but I didn't really follow through with them. And it happens, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I can't fall for a poet anymore. Like, I get so fascinated by them. Like, for example, when I saw Miles Hodges, right, perform, you know, when I saw his videos, I was like, oh my god, he's like such a humble person. He's really about his work. But, you know, when he presented himself on stage and was just talking about you know, there was a line in his poem was like, oh, I love her head. And, you know, he paused for, like, for a long time and, you know, like, gave the reference of head as oral sex and all that kind of stuff. And you're just there like, oh, haha, that's so funny. But for me, it's just like, I found that, like, I was like, you don't really have to add that to your poem. I mean, you can, but it's just like, you want to come off as this humble dude and you do that? I'm sorry, but I don't appreciate that. That's, to me, that's like, just slothful for me. I don't know. And then I spoke to him and he was like examining me and my friend. And it was just kind of like, all right, dude, all right, we understand. Like, you're a misogynistic, machismo man who is doing whatever he wants to do. Whatever. That's my thing. I'm just like very ecstatic about relationships and friendships, and I find like friendships, for example, are very important in your lifetime. I remember the only piece of advice that I can say my father has ever given me, who I don't talk to, I haven't seen in a very long time, but he's, you know, I spoke to him on the phone years ago, right? And he was like, oh, write down a list of your friends. You know, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I got a lot of friends. I could write down a list. You know, I had like 10 people on my list. I was like, yeah, I got a whole bunch of good friends who are there for me, you know, would never leave me, would never do all these kind of things. And he was just like, in 20 years, you'd be lucky to have one of those friends with you. And which was very interesting because the list that I made of all the people that were in my life as supposed to be best friends or really close friends, they ended up like one by one, like leaving my life, kind of. You know, they're just, like, going, coming back, like, you know, and it's very interesting when it comes to friendships because I think I'm a really good friend in a sense that I might be a little controlling because of my own, like, psychological problems of, like, the way I grew up and, like, not being able to have friends because I had a crazy psychotic principal who didn't ever let me have friends or whatever. So it's like when I have a friend, I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna cherish this friendship, and I might come off a little controlling, but I can't help it. It's just my natural personality. It's like I love this person so much, don't let anybody take that person away from me. But you know, I give people space. You can do whatever the hell you want with your life. I'm not gonna get mad over it. But at the same time, it's just that, you know, there's a certain type of dedication you have with friends. It's the same thing with relationship. There's expectations in every kind of relationship, whether it is like a family relationship, a friendship, or a boyfriend-girlfriend, boyfriend-boyfriend kind of relationship. Whatever it is, there are expectations that are given. And I think for myself is that, you know, over the break, I felt like I reflected a lot about my friendships and the sense of, you know, what a friend means to me. And I feel like my Hampshire friends, the people that I go to school with, who became my friends and that I love dearly, I feel like they understand me the most because it's like, this school is meant, has a lot of crazy people, including myself. Like, crazy and not in a crazy mental way, but in crazy eccentric, like, we do just crazy things with each other. And people back at home, like my high school friends, they don't necessarily understand that. And, you know, and it kind of, you know, pisses me off. It's like, I feel like I'm taken for granted sometimes, and I learned that, you know, when people take you, you know, always expect things from you, it's just kind of like, okay, well, you know, sometimes I have to do myself, and you have to do you, you know, like, if I'm gonna leave you and do what I have to do because I want to do it for myself, my sake, the fact that I'm here on break, I'm not necessarily, and the fact that I've done so many things for you in the past, like, you'll be all right. You'll be all right without me always holding your hand and making sure like everything's happening. But despite that, I wanted to get into some music because I know you're tired of hearing me talk about all this stuff, because you know I would be like this and that and talking about that. So I've been voguing a lot too. I think I'm a gay man on the inside sometimes. It's kind of crazy. And speaking about crazy, I'm gonna be playing a song called Crazy by this boy name GDA. I don't know what that stands for, but it's all right because I don't really want to. But it's the song is called Crazy and I really like it, so tune in.
Feeling like like this shit changed my life, right? Every time I feel down, she bring me back up. Whenever my parents start to act up, I lock my door and start to write my ass off. It relieves anything that I'm stressing. It soothes the soul and builds a great connection. In a short period of time, I perfected my grind. Gain knowledge of the game, not the struggles behind me. I work like I don't even have a home. Has it ever been raining and you feel completely alone? That's how I feel right now. Just me and my pad, I'm writing my thoughts down. It's me again, the mailman, my delivery got me buzzing, fam. You motherfuckers getting older, but this vintage flow got hip-hop back where it's supposed to be. Actually, I'm responsible for it. With the flu, I bet you I could put up a Jordan performance. Mine is the Gatorade, you fell away, I detonate. Every single ball, my intentions is not to hesitate. I can tell that most of y'all got it mistaken. I just tell the truth, these other dudes think that I'm hating. What if I lie, then you assume that I'll be faking. This boy is so hot, my bitch thinks she fucking with Satan. Block rumbles and gunshots where I'm from. Cop sirens, but we still escape the outcome. From uptown, motherfucker. If you ain't from round here, keep it moving, cocksucker. G.
Work, grind, work, grind.
To it. You see the progress, I see the faces that I've influenced. No tears, everybody is now smiling. They question if I've been hiding, I'm just simply designing and plotting. On the road to success, to build an imprint. With a bad bitch, skin complexion lighter than an infant. I decorated from the planet, I stay patient. You mentioning me is just a sign of desperation. Keep my name out your mouth and you'll be fine. And before Mills left the college, he said to stay on my grind. I know you hear the hunger in each and all of my lines, so I'm here to represent the niggas from my town. I'm in it, I told myself that I'm in it. Took a couple early losses, now a nigga winning. The hustle is perfected, now you know who the best is. I'm bonds on the beat, subtracting all the injections.
Work, grind, work, grind.
Alright, that was Mr. GDA with Crazy and with Do It Again. So if you want to hear his mixtape, it will be on my blog on undergroundstarsradio.tumblr.com. www.thefreestyleprod.com. Usually I put all the music that I put on my show on that blog just in case y'all didn't hear it, just so you know. Don't forget to support every Tuesday from 11 to 12. Next week will possibly be my last show of the semester because I will be traveling to London in January. Hopefully I'll be able to somehow do my show out there, but if not, I will totally be somehow put stuff on my blog. I'll make sure to put some good music because I feel like once I go to London, I'm going to be doing some crazy networking. I'm also going to be doing so much studying. At the same time, I'm so happy to be in a city. I'm so happy to go back, you know, travel to a new city, a new world, meet new people. I probably will probably have a different personality, which I'm really excited about. I think that when you go to a new place, I think you should just play with what you have. And those of you who haven't traveled outside of the country yet, I think it's the most brilliant idea if you can somehow just go and go to another environment, see another culture, see how things work, because you are the place that you're staying at is not the only place that's out there in the world. Human beings are crazy adaptable creatures, and the way that we live is just absolutely amazing. And I think it's important that we all somehow, I don't know, I really think that we should all go out there and see what the world is like. I'm gonna go to London, and from London I'm gonna go to Prague in Czech Republic, and then from there I'm gonna go to Lithuania, and from there I'm gonna go to another country, wherever I want to go. It's like you have those possibilities in your hands. Just go and take them and do it. Because if you don't do it, what are you doing with your life? And I actually wanted to play a video that I put on my Facebook. That I put on my Facebook the other night. And it's talking about money not being an object, you know? And if you think about it, it's so true. Like, if money is not an object, you can do so much. So I would like you to tune in and hear what, if you haven't seen on my Facebook already, if you don't have Facebook, what inspired me to go on this trip. So here you go.
What do you desire? What makes you itch? What sort of a situation would you like? Let's suppose, I do this often in vocational guidance of students. They come to me and say, well, we're getting out of college and we haven't the faintest idea what we want to do. So I always ask the question, what would you like to do if money were no object? How would you really enjoy spending your life? Well, it's so amazing, as a result of our kind of educational system, crowds of students say, well, we'd like to be painters, we'd like to be poets, we'd like to be writers, but as everybody knows, you can't earn any money that way. Or another person says, well, I'd like to live an out-of-doors life and ride horses. I say, do you want to teach in a riding school? Let's go through with it. What do you want to do? When we finally got down to something which the individual says he really wants to do, I will say to him, you do that. And forget the money. Because if you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is, to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way.
So when I talk about you doing something that you enjoy doing, do it. Learn to master it. Learn to go and excel in so many different ways. I think it's important for human beings to do things that they want to do. Think about it. You have to really sit down and think about it. You are like, whether you believe in reincarnation, heaven, hell, nothing, darkness, whatever it is, you need to realize that you need to do something right now, that what you're living in. You don't want to be in a damn cubicle and doing some shitty job that you don't want to be doing just to make money, to keep doing things that you don't want to keep doing. There's no point in that. There's absolutely no point in living your life in that way. And I could talk about my own experience of being at an internship, specifically being in an internship where I was in front of a computer for 8 hours a day, and I dreaded it. I would leave that place with a migraine. I would leave there so hungry for human being interaction. The environment itself that I was in was so dry and boring, and no one talked to each other, and everybody was just doing their own thing, and it's just dreadful. I think it's dreadful to be in that kind of circumstance. What are you doing for the rest of your life? Is sitting in front of a damn computer? Like, okay, yes, you can learn a lot from the computer, and it's great. But I was reading this article about, you know, sometimes college is not for people, and sometimes people say no to college because they already have a passion, they mastered their kind of passion, and they can make billions of dollars doing what they want to do and enjoy by doing that. Look at the guy who created Facebook. He's a 23-year-old billionaire doing things he wants to do without a college education, and he's smart. He's not stupid. So don't think if you're not in college that you're a dumb person. You are just... it's taking you time to get there. Yes, college has opened my eyes to a lot of things, a lot of shit that has happened in the world that I didn't know about, which is great, and I'm grateful for that. But at the same time, sometimes college is not for people. And I come from a very, a very strict education household. My mom, she's, you know, an immigrant, so, like, when it comes to, like, education, like, I don't know what it is about immigrant parents, but they're strict as hell on that shit. They're the ones who are just there like, nope, you're going to go to school. Like, there's no sick days. You have to go to school. And that, I'm telling you, it sucked. It really did suck, but I'm grateful for that. And especially my stepfather, he's Malaysian, Chinese, and I don't want to make any judgments or stereotypes, but he, you know, he's very strict about it, but he's also very lenient. He's saying, you know, if you tried your best, at least you tried your best. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're doing what you're doing and the best way you possibly can, do it. I that's why I kind of was talking to myself about going, you know, if I'm going to London, I might actually have to stay an extra semester in college. And I was worried about the fact that, like, financially, that's going to be a problem because I don't know if I can afford staying an extra semester. I don't know if I'm able to, you know, live that kind of lifestyle where I'm just, like, regretting the fact that, oh my God, I stayed an extra semester, but I want to leave this place as a strong student, you know. And when I was talking about words and poetry, and, you know, that's what I'm saying, I can't fall in love with a poet anymore. I can't fall in love with a writer. I need to fall in love with my own words. I need to fall in love with my own, you know, writing and my own way of thinking, because, you know, I can talk about the personal experience that I've had with a poet and or like a song artist, and they just said the right things, and always, you know, not even like the right things of, you know, trying to get in my pants or any of that kind of stuff, but just the right things in the sense of just making me feel this certain way that it's like you're almost like in this ecstasy or euphoric feeling. And I just think for myself, it's that you have to learn how to fall in love with your own words and feel like that every day with yourself, because I want to feel like that all the time. So that's why I went to that performance, and I saw those artists, and I saw how Dana Gilmore was just there like, stop asking advice from your single girlfriends. And it was like really funny, but it's true. It's just like what in her poem she was stating that I think everybody should check her out. Dana Gilmore, she was talking about when you progress, when you're in a relationship with somebody. I know how I transgressed from basically school, college, to relationships again, because I can't help it. I'm a damn Pisces. Pisces are into that kind of stuff. We were talking about how it's just when you move on in your life, let's say you're in a relationship and somebody moves on that you were in a relationship with and they move on to something more happier, you can't help but call them up because you feel like you have that territorial aspect towards them. And I'm, you know, usually women always say, like, you know, I'm doing better and I'm moving on, and this dude is calling me and saying, oh, this, that, and third, like, I'm, you know, how you doing, whatever, I miss you, and, like, you know, you get lured into that trap. But at the same time, women do it too. You know, women always, like, you know, if they see somebody that they liked and they stop that relationship and they see them doing better, you know, you're like, wait, you can't be doing better. You can't be doing better than me. What you doing? Why are you trying to do better than me? What's your problem? You know, like, you kind of get, like, this territorial aspect. Like, okay, I'm going to go into, like, this whole evolution aspect. I don't understand why we feel like we own people, but at the same time, it's like, I was going to give the similar attributions of animal, how, like, pissing on someone is like your territory, you know, like what a dog does. The dog pisses, marks their territory, and is like, yes, bitch, that's mine, that's my area. But at the same time, we as human beings, we are animals. We are really animals, and for some reason, we just feel like we're a little bit better than animals, and we have to feel like this, and we destroy the earth. And don't let me get into that conversation about the earth, because I was about to go in the other day, but I'm just not. I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to chill, and I'm about to play some good music by a female artist, which I'm really, really happy about, because, you know, there's not a lot of female artists out there that we hear about as, like, hip-hop artists. And the song is called I Hate You by Erica Kane. And it's a dope-ass song. I really like it because it's coming from a very personal place. So tune in.
Laying down in the dark, staring at my walls, thinking, goddamn, would I ever have the balls to pick up the phone, dial the number, and call? I wanna call and tell them all before falling back to square one and ruin it all with the next call I make right after. Seemed like she was first, but I came after. Covering frustration with laughter. I know it's late, gotta say what I have to. Make it feel like I attacked you, distract you. Have my feelings impact you. Remind you of the last dude I have to. But when I take a break to relax you, take a moment to get back to the fact that I love you is a given. And I'ma love you just as long as I'm living. Even though up the walls I was driven, you're what I hope for my whole entire upbringing. A dangerous drug to be given, just painful as fuck. Should be forbidden, and I know when we fuck I be forgetting, but I know in my heart I don't forgive them. Don't want the love to be hidden like you was doing with her. When you hit it, I hate you. Why wasn't love enough to quit it? I blame you. You're the one I put above my limits. I aimed you straight to my heart from my spirit just to figure you were lame, dude. I claimed you. Fucking fairy tale without living in my eyes with flames. You would never understand how livid downsize my brain to a whole new level of diminished. Can't explain some codes or a 3D level of finish. Lay awake thinking it ain't over yet, cause it isn't. A range of some shit I should have changed, but I didn't. Too insane and far from what I envision. I am drained. Even though I was warned, I didn't listen. Late night losing sleep, sitting in the kitchen, steady focused on forgetting. No regretting, just upsetting to go through. Thought we had a hell of a wedding to go to. I ain't tripping, just can't forget out the total. Never adds up, always codes and loopholes to look out for. Got no intuition to account for, but without the drama, life's a bore. Always cope it open like a sword. Yeah, when it rains and pours, problems always seem to come back for more. Hoes that were no more become the hoes in his phone more. Ignoring your phone calls and screening your calls with his clothes off. And they're just close, so close. Let him go raw. Raw, that's how it is. Like you ain't even gotta know more. Shit off the hook like a bra. Cross the line like he went too far. Too hard to ignore. Like an oversized bra on an oversized bra. Situation overflowed. Let me trip like tripping on cords. Falling on floors. Way too much to afford. I hope I wake you up. Like a weight to your balls. Cause you hold no weight to your drawers. You straight fake. Nigga, don't wait for applause. You screws like wood floorboards. I just lack support. Of course, the cause of being the cause of waking your ass up. Like clocks like and closed drawers, creating wild ass noise. Laying in the dark, just staring at my walls, thinking, goddamn, would I ever have the balls to pick up the phone, dial the number, and call? I wanna call and tell them more. I wanna call and tell them more. I wanna call and tell them more. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
Alrighty, that was Erica Kane, I Hate You. And I'm going to leave it at that. So I hope y'all enjoy the show. And next week should be the last show. So I will try to get various topics to talk about. So they could be a little controversial to get your mind stirring up. Because that's what you need in life. You need somebody to push you to that limit. And I think it's very important that you get that limit. That you get you get to think a little bit outside the box. And I want to say to those who know my friend Mariana Luna, happy birthday. I know you're now finally Miss 2-0, youngin' in the creature world, and you have now lived 2 decades in this crazy, amazing life of yours. So I'm going to end at that, and I hope everybody enjoyed their night. Thank you.